You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. When you think about archaeology in the Southwest, you might think about potsherds or prehistoric walls, and you've also probably heard about the mass migration of people out of southwestern Colorado in the 13th century. But a new study at the University of Colorado at Boulder has used turkey DNA to help learn more about that migration. CU archaeologist Scott Ortman is one of the authors on that study. He also formerly worked at Crook Canyon Archaeological Center in Cortez. He joins us now on the line from Boulder. Thanks for coming on, Scott.
You're welcome. Good morning.
What have you found by analyzing turkey DNA?
Well, what we wanted to do was see whether we could use some of the new ancient DNA genetics technology to investigate the migrations of Pueblo people from the Four Corners in the 13th century. And when we initially started imagining using ancient DNA to address this question, we were hoping we might be able to do it using, of course, ancient human DNA from either ancestral remains or even from other, you know, like hair and coprolites or, you know, human poops found in the cliff dwellings. But it became clear to us that it just wasn't going to be culturally appropriate from the point of view of Native people to do the study using that kind of evidence. So
sure.
We started thinking about other ways of using ancient DNA technology to investigate the question. And what we began to realize is that when human groups move, they typically take their domestic animals with them. And so what we reasoned was that perhaps we could learn about the movements of Pueblo people in the past by looking at how their domestic animal populations moved across the landscape over time.
So ancestral Puebloans did domesticate turkeys. Talk about what role that might have played in their lives.
Pueblo people have kept turkeys for at least 1,500 years, and in some of the oldest ancestral Pueblo archaeological sites, you sometimes find turkey burials, and often actually the wing bones or the leg bones have been broken and healed in strange angles that suggests that the birds were, you know, kept in a way so that they couldn't fly away.
Huh.
But also that they seem to have lived a full life and weren't necessarily, butchered for food. So what we think is that initially Pueblo people kept turkeys as a source of feathers for insulation and for ceremonial purposes, things like that. But that over time, as the Pueblo population grew and as Pueblo people overhunted the deer and rabbit populations of the Four Corners country, they began to raise turkeys as a source of meat in addition to as being a source of feathers. And so what you find in archaeological sites in the Four Corners area is that over time, the fraction of animal bones that derive from turkeys increases to the point where, you know, most of the animal bones you find in archaeological sites dating to, let's say, the 13th century or the era of the cliff dwellings are turkey bones.
And your research has drawn a link between the turkey bones found there and some of the turkey bones found at pueblos in northern New Mexico. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, that's right. When we were thinking about the study, what we wanted to do was design it so that it could test one particular hypothesis about the 13th century migrations, which is an idea that I've developed in some of my previous research, although it's not a new idea. Maybe I'm just one of the most recent scholars to advocate for it. But, you know, the hypothesis that we had as a group was that, of course, Pueblo people that lived in the Four Corners country moved to many places in the 13th century, and their descendants are, you know, probably to be found in many Native and non-Native communities around the United States today. But we think that a large chunk of the Pueblo population moved to northern New Mexico in the 13th century. And our thought process was that, well, if that occurred and these folks were keeping domestic turkeys, one might expect, you know, this chunk of the Mesa Verde population that moved to New Mexico to have brought some of their turkeys with them. Since the population of northern New Mexico grew pretty dramatically at the same time that people were leaving the Mesa Verde country, One might expect that most of the turkeys that were in northern New Mexico after this migration period were descended from turkeys that came from the Mesa Verde country, just as with the people. And so what we did was collect ancient DNA from turkey bones found in Mesa Verde area archaeological sites and in northern New Mexico archaeological sites, areas largely north of Santa Fe. And what we found is that the results are consistent with that hypothesis. They don't necessarily rule out other possibilities all by themselves, but the data could have contradicted the hypothesis of a large-scale movement from Mesa Verde to the Rio Grande, but they don't. They're consistent with that view.
You also found some information about some of the dogs found in archaeological sites. Can you talk real quick about that?
Yeah, that's right. When we designed the study, we wanted to look at both turkeys and dogs to investigate this idea of whether the domestic species would indicate migration. And we found some surprises there. It turns out that archaeologists in northern New Mexico have been identifying domestic dog remains in archaeological sites for some time. And it seems as though they were, in part, identified as domestic dogs because they were found as burials of almost entire skeletons. And what we found is that when we looked at the DNA of those remains, that they proved to be coyote remains, not domestic dog remains. That was a surprise that we didn't really expect. I don't really know what to make of it other than that's what the results tell us.
That's fascinating. So when you go to, when you're on tours in Mesa Verde and they talk about domestic dogs, maybe this is saying that that may not have been the case. These are actually coyotes.
Well, most of the dog remains or the canid remains that we sampled from the Mesa Verde country did prove to be domestic dog.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
We just had a hard time finding domestic dog remains in the northern Rio Grande archaeological record. That's what was sort of surprising to us.
I see. So what you're saying is people in Mesa Verde region did domesticate dogs.
They did have domestic dogs. And Pueblo people in New Mexico did as well. Uh-huh. It's just that many of these so-called dog burials turned out to not be dog burials, but to be coyote burials.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
So as we keep all this in mind, of course, we're remembering here that this is studying people and the way people work together and move. What can studying the prehistory of the Four Corners region tell us about what's going on here today?
Well, I think the current understandings of why the Pueblo society collapsed in the 1200s suggests it was a combination of factors that came together rather than just one thing. So there certainly was a bad drought that occurred in the 1270s that archaeologists have known about for a long time. Some of the other things that we've come to appreciate is that the population density of the Mesa Verde region was quite high at the time that that drought hit. And what we think is that what happened is over time, as the Pueblo society grew, all of the best farmland ended up being used by Pueblo people that were around. And so as the population continued to grow, more and more people had to settle and farm on second-class or third-class land in the region. And that can be fine when the weather is behaving normally, but what seems to have happened is when the great drought hit, the people that were living on good land could still get a crop and feed themselves, but they didn't grow enough of a surplus to feed the people that were on second-class or third-class land that couldn't really grow much at all. And so what ended up happening is that a fraction of the population really was hungry and really did need help, but the economy of Pueblo people was not designed to be able to distribute food across the region from the most productive lands to the least productive lands. And so I think it's the way that the economy and the food system interacted with the landscape and the drought seems to have been, one of the major catalysts for the collapse.
Scott Ortman is an archaeology professor at University of Colorado Boulder. He formerly worked at Crow Canyon Archaeological Center in Cortez. His research about the ancestral Puebloan migration was recently published in the science journal PLOS ONE. Scott, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.